Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle.
Yeah, and kind of like you said, we can sort of go in these short moments of time where we're being focused or intentional about our posture. But if you're anything like me, when you get into that creative zone or you just get into the flow of something you're doing, you can have tons of time go by, like hours, right? Where you're just lost in this amazing place of creativity. And then all of a sudden you're like, ugh. Oh my gosh, I need to, I can't move my head or something. And so it almost is like putting systems in place that work for you. So maybe it is setting a timer on your phone for every 45 minutes and knowing that you can get lost. I can get lost for that amount of time, but my timer is going to remind me that, I need to get up and just kind of move around a little bit, loosen things up, and then I can get right back into that zone again.
Hey, you guys, this is Judy with Wellness Renaissance and the Wellness Renaissance Podcast. Welcome to the middle of December. It is hard to believe how fast this year has gone past. I can remember conversations that I had last December with people, and I'm blown away. That was a year ago. This is one of those shorter podcasts I mentioned last week in my efforts to sort of take a break and do some shorter, simpler production for a little while. This is Ren Rant number 2, and Carrie Beckin joins me again. This time, we are actually looking at an artist's rendition of what he perceives that we are going to look like in 20 years of office work, of sitting at the computer all day, of our phones, all of that. So if you have a second, go to the notes and look at the picture, click on the article if you want to see Emma, his rendition. So that is the inspiration for our discussion. Just want to point that out so we can all be on the same page. Check it out. Let's head in with Carrie.
Welcome, everyone. This is the second Ren Rant that we're going to do, or that we have done, or that we're doing. It's all very interesting when it's audio that you do and then you put out at a different time. All these tenses. Carrie's with me again today. Go ahead and introduce yourself so people who haven't heard you or are new to the podcast know who you are and what you do. And then you're also, in honor of this great holiday end of the year season, you're going to present an offer to us, but we'll talk about that at the end after our discussion. So go ahead and tell folks who you are.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Judy. It's great to be back. I always enjoy our conversations. And so, my name is Carrie Beckin, and I'm a life coach here in the Duluth Superior area. I work with clients pretty much all over the world through, video and phone coaching. And I help folks shift out of stuck and step into something more. So it's a lot of transition work and mindset work. And it's just, it's a really rewarding profession to really start really stepping into and getting to meet and work with people. So I'm glad to be here again. And I look forward to telling folks how they can connect with me at the end of this rant.
I was going to re-mention you said this, but I just want to make sure it's clear. You're in the Duluth Superior area. Your clients don't have to be.
Correct.
So I saw this article, which is just kind of scary. It's called, the article is Life-Size Model Shows What Office Workers Might Look Like in 20 Years.
It kind of scared me, to be honest. when I saw that picture of the life-size thing, I was like,
yes. Whoa. Emma, I know. Her name is Emma. She's a life-size. I don't know what she's made out of, but, and I will post this article up on the show notes so people can take a look. But basically, it is the result of what is our body's going to look like from overuse of, the computers and the phones. And so her head is really forward and, forward and down, like it is when you're working on a laptop. And she has red eyes and then, just her body from inactivity. Mm-hmm. It's just somebody's idea, but it is a piece of awareness. It's first of all, our body's going to somehow change. Truly, if we somehow accept this, I am thinking that technology will get somehow better or easier to have things in different locations so you can sit up straight, and so you're not putting your head forward. Like, I still use a monitor. I can't use laptops. Just on a visual level, me and laptops don't get along. Mm-hmm. So I'm using a regular monitor, and monitors are getting smaller and lighter, and, you know, some people have them on arms and stuff, so you can move them a little bit more, and I think we can have more technology around them being easy to move for people. So that we can not pressure our bodies so much.
Yeah. When I saw that article, when you sent me those links and I was looking at them, I was working the job that I also, you know, I'm still working at a homeless shelter, and I do two long shifts that include overnights. And so I looked at that and I went, yeah. Cause I've been starting to feel like in my back and stuff, it's easy to sit for a very long time when you're doing overnights. And so to get up, to like force myself to get up and move around on a regular basis and, you know, keep things limber, that just sort of reemphasized to me how I need to be doing that. Whether that means I set my phone timer for every, you know, whatever, and make myself get up and walk around and take a break from whatever I'm doing, then it's definitely worth the effort. And then the other thing, like you're saying, these arms for monitors, I know I have a desk that has where you can, you know, it rises up and down. So it's like I can stand or sit, or I just kind of like it in the standing position. And I have like a stool, so I can sit on a stool if I want to sit for a while, but then I can just very easily stand up and still be working on my computer at home. So I've set up my home office where I do more of my, you know, entrepreneurial and coaching stuff. I've tried to create that environment so that I'm not just sitting, you know, all that time. So again, it's about awareness so that we can make intentional decisions, because I don't want to look like that in, you know, 10, 15 years.
Right. Well, and it's, you know, it's curious to me because so many people, I mean, again, technology has moved so fast from, you know, how many years has it been that as many people are sitting in front of a computer monitor all the time? Like, it's so much more than it used to be, obviously, right? Yep. And we need to catch up. I'm thinking of like workplace wellness programs, or it needs to become part of our culture where some period of time we get up and we do things that help pull us in the proper direction. And, you know, I think workplaces would do well to add some things in to try to help their employees to not, you know, that is part of the job, right? Because you need to be doing this throughout the day. Right. We need to be stretching and doing things that support us. And yeah, so.
And my guess is if you were to do a little digging into some research and productivity, that you would find that if you have a team or a group of employees, or you are an employee, that having the opportunity to get up, move around, take that break, it's going to increase your energy. It's going to increase your productivity. And it's actually going to be a win-win for everybody. And, you know, a few years ago, I used to work at a small advertising agency here in Duluth as a copywriter. And I got to the point, I was sitting in front of the computer 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And it didn't take very long. Within a few months, I was like, okay, this is not going to be good. And so I brought in one of the big exercise balls so that I could kind of sit and kind of, you know, bounce and, you know, roll around. And then I ended up leaving. But just prior to leaving there, I started having the conversation with my employer if they would be willing to get a standing desk for me. And they would, like, we were going to do that. But then I ended up, you know, long story, but I just ended up moving on to something else. You know, so those are things too. If you're aware, pay attention to your body, have the conversation with your employer, you know, say, hey, you know, and maybe they're willing to, you know, make those changes, but they're not going to be aware of it until you ask.
Right. Exactly. And it's good to encourage them to think about those things, you know, not that I'm trying to put more costs and things like that on employers, but the reality is if your employee can be happier and healthier, they're going to be more productive and more loyal to you.
Right.
So There is that.
Yeah, because if all of a sudden you're sitting at your desk and all you got all these back issues and you got all these other issues, well, now you're taking more sick days or you're just slower in all of your productivity because you're dealing with aches and pains. You're just not feeling 100%.
Right.
You know, if it, just those little changes can make a huge difference across the board for everybody.
Yes, absolutely. It is. It's a big deal. Yeah, I saw that picture and I was like, oh boy, this is my posture has always been a challenge for me. It's something that I keep my mind on to an extent, but more just it's been in my radar lately. And I think I had some body work done and my shoulders got put back farther than they've been in a really long time. And it was just like, wow, I didn't even know they could still go there.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And kind of like you said, we can sort of go in these short moments of time where we're being focused or intentional about our posture. But if you're anything like me, when you get into that creative zone or you just get into the flow of something you're doing, you can have tons of time go by, like hours, right? Where you're just lost in this amazing place of creativity. And then all of a sudden you're like, ugh. Like, yep. Oh my gosh, I need to, you know, like I can't move my head or something. And so it almost is like putting systems in place that work for you. So maybe it is setting a timer on your phone for every 45 minutes and knowing that you can get lost. I can get lost for that amount of time, but my timer is going to remind me that, oh, I need to get up and just kind of move around a little bit, loosen things up, and then I can get right back into that zone again.
Yeah. And finding that timer, that thing that calls your attention, but doesn't break you off so much. Because I know sometimes that's my thing, you know, you're in the flow. And if you get interrupted, then you to get back. And when we talk about productivity and interruption and how long it takes us to get our brain going. So it's like, how can we do something that's just really pleasant and easy that still allows us to finish our thought or whatever, and doesn't totally take us out of our space.
Yeah, so it is kind of a catch-22, but I think just like any kind of habit, it's almost one of those things where you have to train yourself, you know, to be able to kind of go flow in and out of those zones and deal with those interruptions in a way. And it takes time, it takes time. And I think there is actually a technique, I want to say the Pomodoro, I don't quote me, but it is some kind of like work time habit practice that has to do with kind of working in these focused time chunks. And then I don't know if it's like 20 minutes, take a 5 minute break, 20 minutes, five, you know, whatever it might be or whatever works for you that is known to really help people, you know, but it's like any other habit. It takes intention and it takes time.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, be patient with yourself and just kind of keep working at putting that in place, knowing that in the long run, it's going to be a huge benefit to you.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly. I mean, we talk about this all the time in my diabetes classes of getting up and walking for a few minutes, you know, every half hour, every hour kind of thing. And it's kind of that same thing and have that mindfulness on your posture. So tell us about the offer that you're making to folks on the podcast, folks around the world.
Yeah, well, thanks, Judy. I really appreciate the opportunity to share this with those who are listening. So if you are joining us here in December of 2019, then you have an opportunity, if you're interested, to connect with me. I really wanted to throw out an end of the year special offer. I'm calling it the Finish 2019 Focused and Fearless. The idea being to just really sort of get ready to end 2019 and step into 2020 so you feel like you're crushing it and not feeling like you're just sort of stuck and getting down about maybe some of the things that you didn't, you know, achieve. We all have different goals. I know I always start out the new year kind of thinking ahead with goals and then a lot of times they get lost, you know, along the side, or we don't quite achieve what we thought. And so instead of getting down about that, it's really about let's focus on how can we really move forward and get excited about 2020 and the goals that we really want to achieve in our lives. And so what I did is I just decided to really open up my schedule for people. And I've got a couple different possibilities or options. One of them is I've got 12 individual 45-minute coaching sessions. So just a single 45-minute session with me to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And it's only $25. And then I've got 5 coaching packages that I'm putting out there where you would have 3 sessions with me, 60 minutes in length each. And that's $100 for that package. And then I'm also going to offer something that I don't normally do, which is a standalone ELI assessment, the Energy Leadership Index Assessment. Offer 5 of those. Yeah. And this is something that we talked about when I did an interview with you earlier this year. Yep. So if folks are a little bit like, what is that? You go back and listen to that episode. It's in the 90s something. And get an idea for that, or just, you know, contact me and I can explain a little bit more about what the ELI is. But it has to do with core energy and how you're showing up in the world, and it can really give you some insight into habits and why maybe you're feeling stuck in certain areas. And so I'm going to offer 5 of those, and that includes a 60-minute debrief session with me. So you get to take the assessment, and then we'll schedule a time where we can go over your results and really talk about what that assessment is showing or helping you to become more aware of. And that's $100 to do one of those. And so basically the idea is, if you're interested in any of those, contact me and purchase that by the end of December. And then my only request is that we have those scheduled, and we're doing those sessions by the end of March of 2020. So the idea is, we're not, you know, putting it off. We're actually going to get in there and get 2020 started with this focused and fearless attitude. So you can text or call me 218-341-3228, or just shoot me an email, Coach Kari, and my name is K-A-R-I. So Coach Kari at Kari Becken. So KARIBECKEN.com. And I would love to connect with you and get you on the schedule.
Nice. What a great opportunity to just kind of be able to work with you and just see if you guys are, you know, a good fit, but get into something and have some results at the same time.
Yeah, that's the idea. That's really cool. That's the idea.
Nice. And yeah, and start maybe feeling less like you're flailing in the new year. It's nice to start focused and knowing what you're doing and what your plan is.
Mm-hmm.
Very
cool. Yeah, it's, you know, the end of the year, a lot of people start to, I know I do have that tendency to sometimes to start feeling a little bit down about maybe some things I didn't do as well as I wanted to with the year. And so just really wanting to reframe that and help anybody who's interested really just, you know, hit the ground running for 2020 and have a you know, just that more focused attitude and outlook.
Freshen up our plans.
Yes. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you for offering that to everybody. That's awesome.
Hey, well, you're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to share it. So
great.
You can also find Kari's information, her contact information, in the show notes. I also put in the link to the Pomodoro time management method that I found on Wikipedia. So Kari, if you are listening to this and this is the wrong one, let us know. And if any of you have had any experience with it and it's worked for you, please share that as well. Or if you have another method that does, we'd also love to hear that. And of course, you can do that via Facebook. You can do that via the show notes on the OnelessRenPodcast.com website. Show notes too. It is kind of amazing how much we abuse ourselves sitting at our computers, be it a laptop, be it a regular computer, be it a phone, and how hunched forward we are. And we need more help with this, you know, just, I mean, my gosh, some concentrated, like, how to take the office worker out of your body type classes, yoga classes, exercise classes, stretching classes. Somebody please with more expertise than I have, put this into community ed or anything else. It would be fantastic. This was years ago that I had originally saw this, and then I did some research on it a few years ago and I found some of the information. I didn't do that right now, but there was a sort of telescoping laptop. So laptop looks just like the normal laptop, but then you were able to take the screen and pull it up. So it was like on a telescoping arm. So it would lift it up. I don't know how many inches above the computer. And I remember hearing or reading a review on this. I think it was in Wired magazine, and the person who had reviewed it thought that it was kind of silly. Like, why would you need this? And then sat down and lifted up the screen and was like, oh, okay, wait, I guess I kind of get it. And I was really surprised. I was excited and really surprised that they didn't take off. I don't recall them saying that it added a lot of extra weight to the computer. And I would think with all of the technology that we have, that we would be able to do it without it being a huge extra weight. I don't know. I know there are certainly specs out there for it. When I was doing the research a couple years ago, I certainly was finding some specs for it. So I'm a little sad that that didn't take off. I think that would have been really good for people and just another awareness about our posture and how we're sitting. One thing I will say, and just as a what can we do? We want to stretch out our pectoral muscles because that's when we're sitting and all hunched forward. Those are the muscles that are getting all shortened. And our back muscles, our shoulder muscles, I don't remember which one specifically, and I don't want to say just because I don't want to be wrong, that stretch out. So those stretch out, but then our chest muscles, they get tight. So anything we can do to pull our shoulders back and down is helpful. Massaging those muscles in our chest to sort of help lengthen them is always good. We don't get enough massage on our chest area, especially as women. And we can certainly use that. If you start messing around in your chest and under your breasts, you will probably discover how tight and what's going on under there. That means some attention needs to be given. And one of the things that I know when we're in classes, and I've seen people very conscientiously do this, and I've seen other people just not aware, but when you're doing shoulder circles and things like that in your class, make sure that the instructor like ends on the back and down, as opposed to the roll your shoulders back and then roll your shoulders forward, or, you know, do shoulder circles forward. So the one thing that I've heard from physical therapists and various other people, and it makes sense in my own body, I feel this in my own body, that if you end with your shoulders going back and down, so you're pulling your shoulder blades either in and down, but back and down, and that's where you end, you might notice that it helps your shoulders stay open back and down, as opposed to if you end with shoulder circles going forward, you're sort of putting yourself back into that sort of scrunched forward position. So a little exercise for us in our podcast today, something we can do while we're sitting at our desk to help us open up our chest and our shoulders. It's very important. On that note, thank you so much for listening. I hope your holiday time is going wonderful. Please consider supporting your friendly local podcaster along the way when you're spreading love and joy and merriment. Signing up on Patreon will not cause you to consume any calories, but it might burn a couple. Thanks, guys, so much for listening. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you back here. And in the meantime, may you continue to find the pieces that fit into your health and wellness puzzle. Bye-bye.